Talking some basketball here with the women's basketball coach up at Mercer in Dan Owens. The Lady Cardinals, they pick up a victory a week ago Tuesday, I believe it was. Yep, that was the case, 55-30 over Worth County. A healthy amount of off days here for the Lady Cardinals. They'll head down to Hamilton to take on Penny High School on Friday. Coach, congrats on the win last week.
Well, thanks. I thought we played really hard.
With what you have coming back, you know, I think folks that are familiar with the program know that you don't replace a Tori Meineke, her scoring ability and her length overnight, but you do return a really good group of girls that can handle the ball and shoot the ball from the perimeter. So you got to find a way to, you know, kind of, you know, find some answers in the middle. But, you know, as far as handling the ball and shooting the rock, you have some kids returning who can do that.
Well, we do. We've got a lot of experience back. They've played in some big games for us, and you said it exactly right. Replacing Tori's not possible for us. You know, we don't have any kids that can do a lot of the things that she did, but we do have, you know, we have some very quick guards that I think can defend pretty well, and I do think we're a little bit better shooting team than we were at this point last year.
Will you try at all to play differently without Tori? You know, with Tori, you kind of have that base inside that can rebound and score. Do you try to, you know, speed things up a little bit with a little bit more guard play and try to make your opponents uncomfortable in that way?
Well, I think that's something we've always tried to do with the guards that we've had. You know, we've got Emma Shipley and Rainey Michael that are both very good defenders on the perimeter, and they can cause a lot of guards problems. And what we don't have is when we make a mistake out front of getting somebody on the back to maybe block a shot or alter a shot and things like that. So we just have to be more careful and take our chances a little bit more carefully because we don't have that help on the backside necessarily.
What did the girls and what did you learn about what you have and your performance against Worth County, Coach? What are kind of the ups and downs from last Tuesday?
Well, I definitely think the downs are that we turned the ball over way too much. You know, we do want to play fast, and we did create a bunch of turnovers, but, you know, when you create a turnover, you can't give it right back to them. We did that too many times, and that's something that's going to come with some kids that, you know, haven't played as much and haven't played together in game situations, and so I'm thinking that's going to get better as the year goes on, but it definitely has a area that we need to improve on.
Are there a number of kids, Coach? We know the kids you have coming back. We know that the kids that have graduated. Do you have kids that have improved enough that, you know, they are going to move from a position of not playing a lot last year to being real key contributors this year? Do you have a pretty good group in that category?
I think so. I think our sophomore class that were freshmen last year, I've been very pleased with a couple of them, especially during practice. Bailey Houck has done a very good job defending and has gotten better offensively, and Ashlyn Brown is a girl with a little bit of size that, you know, she just needs some playing time to get more comfortable with things, and I think both of those are ready to take a big step with minutes. And then Gracie Houck, and she came off the bench for us on Tuesday, but I think she's going to be one that can really push some of the ones that started the game and for some starting minutes, and then I truly think all of our three core returning players, probably, and Emma Shipley and Maddie Fisher and Rainey Michael, I think each one of them are better than they were at this point last year.
Even with Tori, and certainly Tori was your best player last year, but I thought when you guys were going your best last year, Coach, your ability to pressure the ball, and you know, it's one thing to pressure pass angles, things like that. I thought that you were really, really good at just making life miserable on people, just trying to get the ball up the floor. Yeah, and just, you know, always dribbling with somebody, just kind of right on them. Is that, you feel like, is that going to be the real strength of your team? Is that on ball pressure?
Yeah, I really think so. Rainey Michael is just, you know, a lot of teams alter their whole game plan on who brings the ball up the floor to avoid having her be that person that guards them. And when you've got to do that, it takes a while to get back into your offense and get to your spots that you start with. So if they're making that big of an adjustment, you know, in what they normally do because of her, then that's definitely a good thing for us. But I really think Emma Shipley can defend about as well as Rainey. And really, Bailey Houck has really improved her defense from last year on ball pressure. So she really does a good job there, too. I do definitely think that that's probably our strength.
What is the scouting report on Hamilton with that game on Friday, Coach? Any kind of early idea what the game might look like?
You know, I haven't even had time to look at that. We had a long break. I gave the kids several days off, and I haven't looked at it yet. I know last year, you know, they're gonna have some big, strong, athletic kids like they always do, and I know Chillicothe got them pretty good the other night, but that's a whole another animal that we don't really see either. So it's hard to gauge anything by that, but. I'm sure they'll be athletic, and I'm sure they'll play hard, and playing down at their place is going to be a challenge.
Yeah, Chillicothe got them 73-18, but as you said, the Lady Hornets are usually really stout, and I'm sure that's the case this year. Hamilton, before that game against Mercer Friday, has a trip down to Carrollton coming up tomorrow night. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Best of luck to you and the Lady Cardinals this season. We'll talk to you next Monday.
All right, sounds good. Thanks.